Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin by contemplating A Course in Miracles, review lesson 217. And after that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Review lesson 217. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. It can be but my gratitude I earn. Who should give thanks for my salvation but myself? And how but through salvation can I find the true self to whom my thanks are due? I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. As I contemplate this, it sounds like the question about the chicken and the egg, which comes first. It says, who should give thanks for my salvation but myself? And how but through salvation can I find the one to whom thanks are due? Is it I find myself and then be thankful? Or am I grateful and then I find myself? Which came first, gratitude or the recognition of self? I reread this as, who should give thanks for my letting go of false beliefs and recognizing the truth of myself but myself? And how but through letting go of false beliefs and recognizing the truth of who I am, can I find the self of whom my thanks are due? Myself is the truth of who I am. So I am thanking myself for showing myself for who I am. Each time I recognize the truth of who I am, in that recognition, the gratitude is already there. It is the same thing as you give, you receive. When I give the recognition of who I am, I receive the gratitude for having recognized who I am from myself. It's myself leading me through salvation, leading me through letting go of the false beliefs, and returning to the truth of recognizing who I am. Myself leads me into the recognition of myself. In that statement, there is an implied knowing that there is never a time when I don't know myself. It's just that I am confused. A part of me always knows who I am, and it is that part that leads me back to the awareness of it. And how grateful I am that a part of me has always and will always know the truth of who I am, and will always lead me back to knowing. I am never in the darkness because there is always a part of me that knows the truth, that shines forth as a beacon for when I get confused. All I have to do is listen and open up and allow myself to be led by the part of me that knows. Holy Spirit, the part of me that knows, help me to trust that there is always a part of me that knows what I am, and it is always in communication with me. How could I not be in communication with myself? And so help me listen to the self, the part that knows. And help me to lay down the fear and instead pick up the trust. In gratitude, I come to you. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we contemplate, what am I? And we listen in stillness for the truth of us to guide us in whatever way we are open to hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in trusting that truth lives within. Namaste.